C3 to you, Pete. If you ever get into the K2IIT area there, or if you want more information, just get a hold of me at wa2axzarrl.net. And we'll have our face-to-face next Thursday. So again, if you're in Manhattan, come on by there. Okay, we're down to Dennis again, KB2RDE. Come on in, Dennis, and make one. You got the K2IIT group.
Yeah, Lobi, I heard you mention something about 13. I caught the tail end of that. What's going on with Substation 13? I came out of Substation 13 when it first started.
All right. Someone's trying to get in here. The station trying to get in. Come back to the K2IIT group. But they're just barely making the repeater there. Yeah, Dennis, I work with the Transit Museum, and we scheduled a tour, two groups of people, 30 people apiece. We're going to have 60 people running around Substation 13, looking at the rotaries, the switchgear, the boards. We clean up the station pretty much, and we give them a good two-hour special, walking through the labyrinth and pretty much everywhere. They have a good time, and I think the museum charges them anywhere between $20 and $30 a head, and all that money goes to the Transit Museum. Since it's all volunteer work, I do anything to help out the museum. And not only at 13, but we do tours at Old Prospect Park, that's the BMT station, the old Malbone Street station there, as well as Substation 22. Any place where we have the old rotaries, we give it a go. I've even gone as far as to give tours of South 6th. That's right by the Williamsburg Bridge. But everything depends on what the museum is looking for, and we open the doors to them, guys.
Hear you. I'd like to ask you about Douglas McKenna. You said he's working on the IRT? I thought he was an IND man.
Doug moved over to the IRT. He's in Desk 3 with Steve Zajac. You got Steve Zajac, Doug McKinnon, and a couple of others. They rotate back and forth over there, Doug.
Yeah, I remember him good. I'm going to ask you one other person. Sorry to bother you, but he was an IRTSO.
You call
his name, he was the Irish guy. I can't remember the name
off the top of my head. Yeah, try it again at the end, something about the Irish system operator. Come on back.
Then you move over to the IRC. I don't remember his name at the moment, but do you know what I'm talking about? He's a small guy.
All right, Dennis, you're going to have to forgive me because you're breaking up and I can't hear what you're saying. But again, if you email me with the question, unless you can just move the portable to a window somewhere where I can hear you on the next round, that'll be good and I can talk to you again.
I'm working with a mobile unit. I'm working with a mag mount in the windowsill. So, let me see. Maybe I lost my power. How am I making it now?
You're okay now. You're okay now. You were talking about one of the Irish system operators?
For the BMT a little while, then he moved over to the IRT. You know what I'm talking about? Small guy.
Oh, that's Bill Dunn. That's Bill Dunn, yeah. He was on the IND too, and he went to the IRT. It's been a lot of movement, a lot of changes up on the system operation desk. Keith Perotti is now a system operator. And remember the engineer, Wadlin Simon, Miss Simon? She was one of our maintainers in system operations. She left to go to power engineering. Well, now Miss Simon is back, and she's in charge of the Midnight IND crew, guys.
Oh, no, Miss Simon. Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember her. One other question. The Fetney brothers, are they still around?
They're gone. Carlo finally packed it in a couple months ago. Carlo is working for a telephone company, a cell phone company in the neighborhood. And what he's doing is he stops by from time to time for a cup of coffee and tells us war stories of what he's up to there. All right. Okay, let me go down the list again, and I'll get back to you, Dennis, in a couple seconds there. Let's just see if Richard is out there. KB2KDQ. Richard, you still with us in the portal?
All right, nothing heard from Rich. Once again, this is the K2IRT group, meeting here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat, part of the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. And again, you don't have to be a member of the Transit Authority to join us on this chat tonight. So if anyone wants to check in, just feel free to break in, check in, and we'll pick you right up. I'll just take a break for 1 second to see if we have anybody else, and then we'll go back to the top of the list. You got the K2IRT group.
This is 2LTV, Marcus in Queens.
Yeah, Marcus.
How you doing? What's the call? WA2LTV?
N2LTV, November 2, Lima Tango Victor. And good evening to you, Lobby. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Alright, how you been? You have to forgive me, but I've got a great memory for call letters. It took me 35 years to figure out what mine was, but come on in and make one. How you been? What's going on your side of the world?
I'm just preparing for the Super Bowl in 3 days. I'm one of those guys that end up buying a big school TV just to watch it, to have the fellas over and have a good time. Also heard you talk about more sunlight. I'm ecstatic that we're past 5 o'clock now for more sunlight. As I'm getting home, I still have time to open the windows and allow the sun to come in, guys.
Benefits to me coming home earlier today. Usually when I'm heading over on the Bell Parkway, heading back to Brooklyn, it's pitch black dark out. And today, coming back, I actually came home in the daylight. Enjoyed every minute of it. That was pretty good. But, like I said, the skies are changing. We're heading into the spring and summer solstice. And, of course, Saturday is Groundhog Day, so that little bugger will stick his head up and we'll find out if we'll have 6 more weeks to winter in that day.
It really doesn't matter to me. I like all the seasons. I like constantly changing seasons. You don't know what you're going to get. Mild winter or good winter, bad winter. I like the surprise. Back over to you, Lobby. This is N2LTV.
All right, N2LTV and the K2IRT group. WA2AXZ. All right, let's go up to the top of the list and see if Steve got us in yet. And if not, we'll go down to Charlie. KD2NX, Steve, you still with us? Still in here, boss.
I'm going to be a while. 22 for you. Take care of Obi and everyone else in the group. Don't know how many times you go around here, but call the radio on, I'll be listening. In the sidecar here, W2AIC, K2IRC group, doing that portable.
Alright, we've got WA2AXZ here, and you have a great one. It's good to talk to you on the radio here. Hopefully you'll get home in time. I've got the 160-meter rig fired up. I'm not going to turn it on all the way just yet. I'm going to pay attention to this one here. We'll catch you later, Steve. Enjoy your dinner. And let's give it up to Charlie again, WB2YZX. Charlie, I don't know if you've seen some of the emails Wally's been banding about here, but he's right about one thing. And I said, with all this running around that I'm doing, I'm not having enough time to really pay attention there. Has anyone figured out what kind of new thing you want to try out for field day? Go ahead.
Yeah, now, I spoke to Wally this afternoon, in fact, and, you know, we're kind of in agreement. There's a bit too much on your shoulders, but I think this year we farm a lot of stuff out to different people. We got a lot more people than we had in previous years. Not only that, I think we've pretty much got it down, not to a science, but, I mean, we've done it enough times already, so it should be a little bit easier this year, hopefully. And as long as we don't go putting up any rhombics or 40-meter quads or anything. But with that, I'm going to get out of here. I want to do a satellite contact in a couple of minutes here, so I will meet both rigs to do that. So let me say goodnight to everyone, and be talking to you all next week or whenever. So WB2YZX will be clear. Good night, all.
B2YZX and the K2IRT group. Hope you make those contacts there, and we'll hear about it next Thursday there. Well, I'll probably email you tomorrow and see if you got anything. Hopefully everything will be a success. So we'll clear with WB2YZX and see if Don has anything to say on the 73 round. AA2DS, you got the K2IRT group. Don, AA2DS, are you still with us? I'm here from Don. We'll go down to Pete, KB2RD, come on in, Pete, make one.
KB2NT, sorry about that.
Don't have Pete here. Let's see if Dennis is still with us. KB2RD. Dennis, you still with us?
This is Lou Dennis. I'm still here. One last thing about the face-to-face. I would like to make a face-to-face with y'all, but I got to renew my pass. That's one thing. And it's a little difficult for me to go down to Midtown Manhattan. I still drive, but going to Midtown Manhattan is a little hassle for me. But I'd like to make that face-to-face. I sent you an email a few months ago. I must have had the wrong call sign, but I'll try it again.
All right, Dennis. Well, the call sign is Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu. At ARRL.net. Again, that's WA2AXZ at ARRL.net. And I'll get it and I'll give you all the information there. I'll be in at work tomorrow morning sometime and then I have to run around, but whenever you send me the email, I'll send you whatever information I can. And if you find it hard coming in, Dennis, you know, just be with us on Thursday night nets and be part of the gang here. There's no problem having a face-to-face, but it's always great to hear
people active on the radio. Go ahead.
One other thing, when you send the email, you just go capital letters for your people sign.
No, I don't use capitals on anything. Just WA2AXE@ARRL.net. And let it fly that way. It should work pretty good.
Try it again, because I'd like to get some information.
No.
Try it again. And with that,
Dennis, it's great to hear from you again. Hope you're a regular around here. As I said, any changes up in SO, and we get through all the changes. Somehow the power department survives. Not to say about track and everybody else. Everyone has little problems along the way, but everybody in power is a family member, and we're all together there. Hi, Dennis. We'll say goodbye to you at this time. And we'll pick up KC2 SPN for one last 73 round. KC2 SPN, come on in and make one.
Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Papa November. I actually had a question. Would anybody be able to clarify any further the projected status of the Second Avenue Subway project? As to whether or not it's scheduled, whether or not it has happened yet.
As far as I'm concerned, it's still going. I'm on part of the design committee for the power section. And they're only going to go up to 96th Street. They're going to complete this in three or four phases, depending on how the funding goes. They supposedly had the funding to do the phase one and take the Q train where it ends at 57th Street right under Carnegie Hall, and it's going to make a right turn on 63rd Street and a left right up 2nd Avenue to the last stop, which will be 96th Street and 2nd Avenue. So we'll have a 63rd Street, we'll have a 72nd Street, an 86th Street and a 96th Street in that order. And that should have been open by 2012. Anytime you talk about a transit project, tack on 5 years. After that project was supposed to have been done, the second phase would have been 96th Street to the end of the line at 126th Street up North Harlem. The final section would have been from 63rd Street going south all the way down to Wall Street. And that would have taken anywhere between 10 to 20 years. So everything depends on the funding. And if we are going into a recession, like everybody says, I wouldn't hold your breath for a 2012 completion on the first phase, right?
Yeah, copy that. So evidently what is to be believed is that it is on schedule, however, it may end up delayed and or scrapped due to funding issues.
That's usually the case. That's why we're just sitting tight, we're watching it, and let's see what happens.
Copy of that, KC2SPN. I don't know if you guys will be shutting it down, but evidently since you run from 2000 through 2100, this is, Kilo 2 India Romeo Tango, Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Papa November will be signing, and 73 to all on the net. I will catch you guys again next week. And thanks for the information about the radios, about the project. Everyone have a safe one. And 73, Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Papa November is clear.
All right. Everybody have a great night there. And again, if anyone is interested in the Dayton, Ohio trips that we take with our 40-meter and 160-meter groups, if you check on the websites, www.radtours.net. Again, that's www.radtours.net. RadTours with an S in RadTours.net. We've got our information there. We usually have a week-long celebration. I get out there early to the KOA campground, but the gang gets together on a semi-formal get-together Thursday night at the Holiday Inn. We had about 60 people there last year. Tom, KCAQGJ, has a blowout picnic at the KOA campground. It was well over 120 people went there last year. And, again, a good time is had by all. So if anyone wants to look at the website, www.ragchewers.net, gives a bit of information on the groups that we're all affiliated with. Before I put a lid on it, let's see if Marcus has anything to say. N2LTV, come on in, Marcus, and you'll put on the grand finale.
Let the grand finale say go Giants, and hopefully I'll see you Thursday. This is N2LTV.
All right, Marcus, you have a great one. And same sentiments all around. As I said, you can't say the New York Giants. They haven't been a New York team in 20 years there, but we'll forgive Jersey for taking them over there. All right, guys, with that, you got the K2IRT group. This is Lobe, WA2AXZ, thanking everybody for stopping by tonight. And also, we want to thank the repeater operators for kindly allowing us to use the repeater just to get together and have a general rag chew for an hour. If anyone has 160-meter capability, our rag chew group continues on 1871, 1.871. So stop by, grab a cup of coffee, and sit a spell, and you have a good group of people up there. Good night to everybody. You got WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group, clear on 2 meters.